Hello, is this Taishita?
Speaking.
Oh, yes, hello. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. Now, just very quickly, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yeah.
And were you taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. Was this a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Meningioma of the brain, okay. Do you remember when you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
September 2021.
Let me see here. September of 2021, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Only because I do need to add a day on here. Do you remember around when it was? Like the 1st, the 15th?
The 5th, I want to say, maybe.
Okay. So like September 5th of 2021?
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Let me see here. So, yeah, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit? I can try to make it quick.
Yeah.
That's okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yeah.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Taishita, what is your date of birth, please?
6-2-1987.
6-2-87? Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
All right. And then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. There's three types of injectables. Was this Depo Provera? Was it sub-Q? Or was it the generic acetate?
It was the shot.
Mm-hmm. It was Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo?
It was always Depo.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah.
Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo?
June of 2015.
Let me see. You said June of 2015. Just because I do need to put a day on here, do you want me to just put the 1st?
Yeah.
Okay, June 1st of 2015. And then when did you stop taking Depo?
August, I want to say like the 8th of 2021.
Okay, August 8th of 2021 was when you stopped?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember this question, I just have to ask it. But you did use Depo Provera any time after the year 1992, correct?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, let me see. So you started 2015, stopped in 2021, and then
yeah.
About a month later was when you were diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. Let me see. And then let me know if I spelled your name correctly. Is it T-Y-C-H-E-D-A?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial or no?
M.
M as in Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. And then last name, I have it as B-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any suffixes in your name or no?
No.
Okay. And am I pronouncing your name right, Taishita?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. And then can I have your social, please?
367-02-8284.
Okay. Just to make sure that I have it correct, you said 367-02-8284?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your primary email, I have it here as camdberry07@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me see. Your primary phone number is this one, which is 313-713-9065?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm assuming it's a cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Email is fine.
Email? Okay. And then if we ever have to give you a call, when is the best time to do that? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay. And then what is your primary address now?
14142 Manor Street.
How do you spell Manor?
Detroit, Michigan. 48238.
How do you spell Manor? M-A-N-O-R?
M-A-N-O-R. Mm-hmm.
Manor Street, Detroit, Michigan.
Yep. 48238.
Let me see. It's not popping up on here. You said 14142?
Yeah.
And then?
M-A-N-O-R.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
Okay, I have it. 14142 Manor, Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
Yes.
Is this a house or apartment?
It's a house.
House, okay. Thank you for that. And then was the Depo Provera given to you by a doctor or medical staff or yourself?
Yes, a doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then how many times?
OBGYN.
OBGYN, okay. And then how many times were you injected with the product?
Every 3 months since 2015.
From 2015 to 2021, correct?
Yeah.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Let me see. I'm just trying to do the math. And then, so like you were on it for about 6 years and you take it 3 times a month, which is like 4 times a year. So
mm-hmm.
4 times 6 is 24. You took it around 24 times in your life?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that was giving you the Depo Provera?
Dr. Maria Estano.
Okay. How do you spell the last name?
Estanol.
Estanol? Estanol?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the name of the facility where the Depo Provera was given to you?
Sinai Grace Hospital.
Sinai Grace Hospital in Detroit, Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Let me know if this address sounds correct. 6071 Outer Drive. Detroit?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information there. And then their phone number that I see on here, I have it as 313-966-3300. Does that sound correct?
3116.
Oh, you have it? 3116?
Yeah.
Does it start with 3116?
313-966-3116.
Oh, okay. So it's 313-966-3116?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. Let me see here. And then you said that was Sinai Hospital. I just got to copy and paste all this information one more time. Got it. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Yes, the CAT scan and MRI.
Both? Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? If not, it's okay.
Dr. David Simpson.
How do you spell the last name?
S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
Oh, Simpson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then was he also at the Sinai Hospital?
Yeah, he was the neurologist.
Neurologist, okay. The first one was your OBGYN, and then this one's your...
Yeah.
Got it, okay. Let me just copy and paste that info there, too. Got it. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was this like radiation, chemo, or surgery?
Yes, radiation, surgery, and pain medication.
Pain medication, and then you said brain surgery, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Brain surgery. Okay. Was Dr. Simpson the one that also treated you as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just copy and paste that. Okay.
I was in the hospital for 14 days.
So you were hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
Do you remember when you were at the hospital? So let's see. You were diagnosed September 5th. Did you stay there right away, or did you come back like in 2 days?
Nope, I came back the next month in October 5th.
October 5th of 2021, right?
2021, mm-hmm.
And you said you were there for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. So, 14, 15. Okay, so you were hospitalized there from October 5th, 2021, and then I just added 2 weeks to that, so to October 19th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. Thank you for that. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
The hospital does.
Okay. Would you be able to provide them if we ever need them?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Now, would you be able to provide them via mail or electronically or both?
Probably mail, because I don't have any way to do it electronically.
Okay. Yeah. Mail is fine. And then for this final part, we do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that does not live with me.
Okay. And who would this be? Like a friend, a family member?
My son's father.
Okay. Let me see. Son's father. What is their name, please?
Jimmy. Like regular Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I.
Uh-huh. J-I-M-M-I or Y?
I-E.
Okay. Last name?
Wheeler. Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R.
Okay. Phone number, please.
313-264-7737.
Okay. You said 313-264-7737?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you happen to know his email address? If not, I can just put yours.
I don't.
Okay, I'll just put yours. Let me see here. And then do you know his address? If not, I can just attach yours as well.
Yeah, I don't know his address by heart.
Okay, I'll just put the 14142 Manor, Detroit, Michigan, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. Got it. Okay. And then we're all done with the application. Let me just review it with you just to make sure that everything is filled out correctly before I send it for you to quickly sign, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see. I just got a find the actual documents. There we go. Okay. So I have your full name as Tycheda M. Berry, and then that's spelled T-Y-C-H-E-D-A, first name, middle initial M as in Mary, and then last name B-E-R-R-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your address as 14142 Manor, Detroit, Michigan, 48238.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your phone number is 313-713-9065?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your email as kamdberry07@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. All right, everything is correct. Go ahead and put me on speaker now. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. You can open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay.
And then you'll see my name on there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents for you to sign.
Okay. So click on review document or click on Oscar. Oh, is that, no, that's your email address?
Yeah, if it says Oscar at MassTort Strategies, that's just my email. But just click on review documents and they should open up for you.
Okay.
And then I think you have to agree to the electronic messages and electronic signature. And then you know you're in the right place when you see a big yellow start button.
Okay. It says please sign. So do I sign here?
Yes. You have to click on the box, and then with your finger, you just draw your signature. Then I believe it's only two signatures that you need to do, and then that's it.
It's not allowing me to do it.
Did you ever see that big yellow start button?
No.
Huh.
So should I click out of it and go back in?
Yeah, try to do that.
Okay, continue.
Uh-huh.
It says please sign, but...
You might have to scroll down and then click on a box or scroll somewhere.
Okay. Okay, now I see start.
There we go. So then that's when you click the start button, and then I believe you click on the box where it tells you to sign, and then you draw it.
And then hit finish?
Yes. Once you see that big yellow finish button, just click that. And then I'll be able to see it just to make sure that everything is filled out correctly, okay? Okay, let me see here. Okay. Got it. Okay, yeah, everything looks good. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. Now, they're going to try to call you here within the next 1 to 4 days. it is very important that you are able to pick up that call, because they cannot start on this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
And then I will also text you my personal work number. I just sent it to you. Let me know if you got it.
Yes, I got it.
I sent you a little message there. So you can call me or text me on there if you have any questions or concerns, or if it's been over 7 days and you haven't received a call, you can reach out to me on here and I can look further into this, okay? And then
okay.
I will also attach their information. That way, if you want to take matters into your own hands, you can also call them to get the process started, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay, Taishita, I appreciate your time and I wish you the best with this, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Have a good day. Bye-bye.